T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk college hoops with Hall of Famer and head coach of the St. Joseph Blue Jays, Jim Calhoun. Brought to you by the Hartford Law Firm of Riscassi and Davis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah, and I went on Saturday.
Why would you have played the intro before we brought the coach on?
Well, we're bringing the coach on now, you see. This would have destroyed the flow, the highly crafted flow of the show.
Coach, I just want to apologize for Ray before the interview begins.
I've been kind of out of it today.
He's been a little under the weather, and it's affected his brain.
Well, you know, my dad had a great saying, fight you devils, I hate peace. We're not just going at me. Jamie's sitting there in the chair. My sister, fight you devils, I hate peace. Go ahead. Next thing, I'm not even here. Have enough.
Actually, he's been on fire since coming to the O'Connell Athletic Center.
I loved it.
On Saturday. He hasn't shut up about it. It's great. I think we got him hooked, Jim. I think he's on the bandwagon.
I am.
Well, he's always been on the bandwagon. He's a good man, and most importantly, he now knows what the St. Joe's Blue Jays are.
No, I was telling you, Coach, I mean, seriously, I thought the team was fast. I thought the ball handling was great. And, you know, it was kind of fun to watch these guys play.
You know what? He came to a good game in the sense of, and I think at times we've shown this, we can really pass the ball, and we have good athletes. And you know, we're in basketball, and it's a funny thing because people complain about a lot of different things. But the way the game is played today, if you make shots, it's the greatest deodorant in the world. You can't see anything bad. You can't smell anything bad. All you can see is excellent. But I'll be honest with you. We had 25 assists. We assisted on 70% of our baskets. We're 15 for 25 from, not that I know these things, but 25 for 3. Not that I'm paying attention, but we really worked on moving the ball, and I thought we played exceptionally well offensively. We're getting better, and I think that some of our kids are getting better individually, which is going to make us much better collectively. But we got a long way to go, but it was a heck of a game, and you know, welcome to our home.
As I said to you when I saw you at the XL Center on Sunday, you passed up good shots for great shots.
Exactly.
You really made that extra pass to wide open shooters on Saturday.
You know, we did that from almost day one, in the sense of having the kids do a lot of, we call 4-0, when we come down and just start passing the ball. And the guys will look at their shot and determine what's the better shot. Also, sometimes, who's the better player shooting the shot? You know, it's someone asked me, you know, I've had different players over the years ask me, should I give it to him? Well, if it's Joe Schmo, yeah, maybe Trey Allen, give him the ball. And I think we're getting a sense of that much better. Who could, you know, the kid Chris Childs is shooting 52% from three. He averages 20 points a game. He's a terrific shooter. I think the kids get a better sense of who, what, where, how, and obviously I think it really helps us collectively pass the ball and play with each other.
The other thing that I was impressed by from a team standpoint was you understood the size advantage. You went to Nadir early. You got the ball inside, and you took it to him on the boards, 67-24. Those are all good signs for what's still seven games into the season, a very young team.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, on Saturday we're going to have a kid 6'7". I mean, Houston out of my man who just last night got think himself 21 rebounds and 20 points and. Another kid that got 29 last night, a lot of three. So every game's going to be a new adjustment, and we have one more, and then we head to Florida against a nationally ranked team.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, bottom line is, you're right. I mean, every game is going to be that, hopefully, one step by step by step. So.
Yeah, I was just looking at the roster myself. And, what, your tallest guy 6'7", is that where you are? Or 6'8",
yeah.
I see a 6'8". Okay. I didn't know that you had Ryan O'Neal playing for you.
Yes,
from the famous movie.
He has a love story with his jump shot. I've told you that.
Ryan O'Neal's got a chance to be a tremendous, tremendous scorer. He's got a natural ability. His dad was a terrific player, Steve, at AIC, and he's a tough guy and a great rebounder. And Ryan doesn't really right now is I don't think defense and rebounding are important to him. Putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah, put it away. Who cares?
No, he's been at 6'6". He's a long guard. He's young. He can really shoot the ball. He's had some terrific games for us.
And he also correctly answered the question that Whittesey failed when we were sitting on the bench. O'Neal was a big UConn fan, too. So we had him on the post game, and I said, so last question, I said, when you were a kid, you're a big UConn fan, did you listen to any games on the radio? He goes, oh, yeah, all the time. I said, well, congratulations. As opposed to Sean Whittesey, you'll be on the post game show a lot. So
he became a lifelong friend.
Exactly. The other kid who's starting to round into the type of form that I think you expected, Jim, is DelSean Jackson.
Yes.
He went through some struggles early in the year. He got an early foul trouble and took him out of his game. Last couple of games, it's not just the 16 points per game, but it's his ability to move the basketball.
Yeah, he leads us in assists. And it's funny, Joe, you know, he's a kid that averaged almost 30 points a game at Prince Tech. He's a Hartford Player of the Year. Becoming the Hartford Player of the Year. He's a good player. The problem is we put him at the point, and now he's got to figure some things out. And you know what? Going full speed with the quickness he has, it's hard to figure things out at that speed. So I'm really proud of the fact that he can play both point and two guard. He can play off the ball. And I think he's better off the ball, by the way. But he really has adjusted. And I'll tell you what, he was Rookie of the Week, and I'm sure in some ways the fact that he is the easiest kid to coach I've ever had. Such is a kid that, you know, he's Player of the Year, all that kind of thing. He just wants to get better. He's a terrific, terrific kid. And you're right, you made a good observation. He's feeling his way through the process full speed, which is what we like.
And his dad was a really good player too, right? Didn't I hear that correctly?
Terrific. His dad had Division I offers and just didn't go to college. Father's a wonderful guy and really, really a terrific dad. You know, I think as a coach, you guys can appreciate this. If they don't question my coaching. How about this, son? That's all stuff he nobody says really like the forum. But you know, we're ready for it. Some really good kids, and you named a couple of them.
Hey, Coach, I mean, I was just wondering, because when I first started talking to you, I thought the guys were pretty fast. Have you been running them a lot? Because it didn't look to me like they were burning out at all.
Well, we played a lot of people, number one, and that's one of our strengths. And we think about doing that on Saturday, try to get 10 guys, kind of 11 guys rotated. We get a team out. And the other thing is we want to be a fast break team. I learned the game as a young guy from going down to Robert's camp and then as a counselor there. I tried out with the Celtics, all those kind of things. And they were, you know, up and down the court. And I love fast break basketball. And we get a chance, you're right. I think we have good team speed.
Pine Manor on Saturday, they played Danielle's team early in the year. They got a win, as you said, last night. And then Castleton, last home game before the holidays. And obviously, the other thing that your team's been able to do, and all your really good teams, they're always good on the road, your real good teams, and hopefully this team becomes that. But they take care of the home court, and that's very important. It looks like it's even more important in the Division III level.
You know, it's funny, you know, you say that because I mean, look at these scores. You know, the Division III scores and the GNAC conference pops up every day. You can almost tell any close game goes to the home team. In Division III, more so
right.
than Division I. And the people do protect their home turf, and that's really important for us. I mean, if we can stay as we are without a blemish and on the court, we're in terrific shape. And I think that any good team to have a good season, you depend upon whether to get those 8 out of 9 on the road. Probably not going to happen. Just too many things happen with kids.
Right.
Especially, by the way, I can still say when we walked into Dean College, which is a good team, a great team, and we just were kind of overwhelmed by we were down 20 right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back, we fought back, okay. We were better than Rhode Island College, and we're going to have a little more experience with that as we go to Florida or the England.
Well, I'm fighting through the disappointment of not getting invited to the Red Sox premiere of their World Series documentary. But I know maybe I'll get it as a DVD for Christmas. So thank you for the time, as always. And
hey,
we'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Have a great week, guys.
Thanks.
Have fun.
It's 12:45 pregame on Saturday for UConn and the Gators of Pine Mountain.
Let me just say, I mean, if you want to see some good basketball.
Yeah, it's fun.
In a nice, cozy atmosphere.
Yeah, it's great.
And
atmosphere.
It's good. I mean, these guys are moving it. I mean,
they're playing hard.
See some ball passing? My God.
And the coach is the coach. You have to be aware of
that. He is the coach.
He has not lost a step.
The refs will tell you that. It's 8:58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.